AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. There were no survivors from a plane that crashed in Virginia, and there was no response from the plane, and it caused the military to scramble a fighter jet that caused a loud sonic boom that was heard across the Washington, D.C. area. A couple in nearby Fairfax, Virginia was playing music when it happened. The plane flew directly over the nation's capital, though it was technically flying above some of the most heavily restricted airspace in the nation. It's not clear yet why the plane was unresponsive. Prince Harry's highly anticipated show-off with the Daily Mirror in London has started, with Harry a no-show. The judge is not happy.
Harry's lawyer said the Duke of Sussex would be unavailable to testify following opening statements because he'd taken a flight from Los Angeles after the birthday of his 2-year-old daughter Lilibet on Sunday. I'm a little surprised, Justice Timothy Fancourt said, noting he directed Harry to be in court for the first day of the case. The case against Mirror Group is the first of the prince's several lawsuits against the media to go on trial, and one of the three alleging tabloid publishers unlawfully snooped on him in their cutthroat competition for scoops on the royal family. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The military has released a video of what it calls an unsafe Chinese maneuver in the Taiwan Straits over the weekend, in which a Chinese Navy ship cut sharply across the path of an American destroyer, forcing the U.S. vessel to slow to avoid a collision. A Moscow-installed official says Ukrainian forces are making a major effort to punch through Russian defense lines in southeast Ukraine for a second day, but Kyiv authorities suggest the claim that major battles are underway was a Russian misinformation ruse. Apple appears poised to unveil a long-rumored headset that will place its users between the virtual and the real world. The pair of goggles could become another milestone for Apple. This is AP News. An up and down start to the day and the week on Wall Street.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are mixed on Wall Street in relatively subdued trading following the market's best week since March. Crude oil prices were higher after Saudi Arabia said it would cut back on production. The S&P 500 was nearly unchanged. The Dow was down 90 points. That's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq added 0.1%. Apple was up 1.4%. The iPhone maker was expected to announce a new headset later in the day at its annual developers conference. Markets are looking ahead to a meeting next week by Federal Reserve policymakers. Traders are largely betting the Fed will keep interest rates where they are, which would be the first time in more than a year that it hasn't raised rates in its fight against inflation. Seth Sutel, New York.
General Motors plans to invest more than $1 billion in two Flint, Michigan manufacturing plants for the production of the next generation internal combustion engine heavy-duty trucks. Ed Donahue, AP News.